Let me just introduce myself. Hello, I'm Kenneth Blake. And you maybe downloaded this from blaketalks.com. And for your own safety, do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely be relaxing completely. Anywhere you are cozy. On a train, on a flight, on a bus, and where you may close your eyes now or in a few moments. Now, maybe. That's right. Well, you know, this topic is not an easy one, and I've been pursuing this, you know, researching this for many years, reading, learning, studying, attending several trainings, writing and practically doing things, you know. You do know. To get the knowledge of the thought processes and the skills of this languaging in this hypnotical induction that I'm giving you now for your own personal development. Because you know you're interesting and unique and have that special knowledge that nobody else has about yourself. That's right, you know, and how you function. And in this learning that I'm presenting to you now, let me ask you to imagining it and be like an unpolished diamond to you that you may use later and polish it again and again and look through it and get lots and lots of new perspectives in your imagination and begin to notice things that you were not noticing before, stuff that were outside your awareness then, but still are there. So let me ask you, you know, to learn, and you may learn to noticing what you're not noticing now, even more. Before, was I myself unaware that I could be noticing so many things that I didn't before. And you may begin now and start to be relaxing, focusing in on, you know, what I'm learning, both your unconscious and conscious, both separate and yet together. You don't know it yet, but as you soon will go into trance, deep enough for you to make changes that will go for you for the rest of your life. Deep enough for you to make changes that will go with you for the rest of your life. That's right, you know. So, you want to learn creativity. Yes, you may think. And the truth is, and it might be a nice surprise to you, you know, to know that you already have it. It works perfectly well. But maybe we can introduce some new ideas to you that you maybe or maybe not have heard of or thought of before and add into your unconscious part of your brain. Maybe you now are curious about what you're not noticing. Like the space between your thoughts. Space between your thoughts. In your mind. That you can be relaxing in if you're fast enough. Relaxing in the space. Of your own thoughts. So before you go into trance, or I might already be too late, let me just ask you what you were thinking about just before now. Do you remember? And while you're thinking about that, let me ask you to remember a time, maybe at school, or another place, taking him off lesson, or another lesson, Oops, maybe you think, boring. But just wait a bit. Just let me be intriguing to you. Did they ever tell you to visualize things during the lessons? They didn't do that for me. And I spent many years in school before I found that out just by an accident, just by pure luck, like penicillin. It was also an accident, but what a change it made to the world, this little flaw. Let me ask you to listen to me now. Pay attention to me, I missed you. So think back to a time in school, and let me ask you to visualize again. I say imagining. See in front of your mind a shoestring. A shoestring in front of your mind that you stretch between your hands. You hold it between your hands so that you're imagining seeing a shoestring like a line, and you can be imagining moving your hands with the string in between, up and down, in different directions. Isn't that really easy? Did someone ever tell you that what you were doing mathematically right now in your mind in such an imaged visualization were a geometrical transformation in Euclidean space? That's right, that's the name of it anyway. Nothing new, even ancient Greeks did it. They probably did not tell you this simple technique of just moving a hand and have a shoestring. That would have been too easy. They probably said some strange, weird stuff instead, like Euclidean space, or, well, like draw a line on a bit of paper. They didn't tell you to visualize it, did they? However, some had good teachers, and I envy them. There are good teachers in the world also, don't you think so? And when you are twisting the shoestring, when you were twisting it, the shoestring, that is, between your fingers, I got very curious about, and I was wondering about what you were just about to think now, but still back again. Spelling then. Did they tell you to imagine seeing the word when you were learning to spell, like an image, like a postcard with a word on it, maybe with the letters in different colors? May I ask you to, just as an example in this session, you may forget it afterwards, but just now, as an example, be imagining a white paper in front of you and put a big red F on it, and a big green U, and a big green yellow C, and a big blue K. What's the word in that image? Oops, sorry. But you will probably remember this F-U-C-K. Fuck. Lesson of spelling for the rest of your life. Remember spelling with images, fuck. Maybe every time you hear that or see the F word, you may remember to use your imaginative visualization every time you hear the F word, can't you? Remember from now on, and maybe you understand or maybe not, that that was a post-hypnotic suggestion, that is, for you to remember to use your imaginative visualization every time you hear or see that F-U-C-K word. That is a good use of the F-U-C-K word, don't you think? And you can, you know, with some training, you know, add images of words together. That's right, like on a paper. And soon, there's just one picture with many words on it, and you can read them. But you don't need to have every word like F-U-C-K. You don't need to imagine a paper with that word all over the place. I use that fucking word just to learn you to remember. 'Cause suddenly, when learning to form, you know, form these images into words, into pictures, they disappear from your conscious mind, and automatically you're learning this, like learning to walk when you were a baby. It's automatic. And when you spell, if it is misspelled, you maybe get an emotion in your body telling you if it's right spelled or wrong spelled. You probably don't remember, but even turning as a baby from on your back, turning to get on your stomach, was a great adventure when you were a baby. Maybe you were 5, 6 months, maybe 4 months. You were. That's right. Such a great adventure. Your unconscious remembers the struggle and happiness of learning. Maybe your mother helped you, or your father, turning you, or someone else, showing you to learn and the fun you had. Then, also, learning and an emotion. 'Cause you may wonder what emotion is now. I say emotion because an emotion is, as I believe, a feeling that has been triggered by comparing an internal reference, by comparing an internal reference of some sort, you know, with some stuff that, you know, could be a belief. Comparing a belief or a value or some experience that you have had and the resulting feeling that you get, you know, is the answer of that comparison, or as some people might say, difference between two things. Intuition, they call it. Well, have you ever thought of how you do differ between feelings and emotions? What's the difference between a feeling and an emotion? Have you ever thought of that? And by definition, when you are thinking about that, you are in trance. So you know now, you also know how it is for you to be in trance. Nothing to it, is it? That's right. And you're still learning, if you're still listening to me. Pay attention to me now, I missed you. That is, to my voice, that is, that will go with you wherever you are. So, whilst I am repeating that you can visualize more, that's right, visualize more. Your unconscious may be relaxing you more and more and even more than when you were in school. What else didn't they tell you? You maybe didn't notice what they didn't learn you then. Some stuff that you maybe have pondered about later in life and wondering why didn't they learn me that then, like spelling words like F, U, C, K, like an image, or making geometrical transformations by imagining visual objects in my room. It's so easy. So easy. A string between my fingers, holding a sheet of paper, and it's a plane. Children probably get that learning now by using computer games. If you then tell them to visualize in three dimensions in the game, 3D, tell the children to imagine in 3D, three dimensions. That is why we have two eyes, so that we can look at things from two different perspectives at the same time. How many times have you thought of that? Because you have unconsciously done that. I am very sure of that. And you might maybe now think of that also, as you may be imagining a tea or coffee cup floating in air where you are now. Imagine it floating in air, maybe in your room, just imagining it for a purpose. Just imagine it in this session. Imagine closing one eye, and you only have one perspective of the cup. And if you switch from one eye to the other and close again, you have another perspective, don't you? That's right. And you can allow yourself to do that for this learning. And imagining yourself circling it in the air and looking at this cup from different positions and views in the room. Imagine yourself moving about, floating in air, and seeing this cup from below, over it, from any side, going round it. You can be imagining going round it, can't you? Taking different perspectives. It looks different, doesn't it? Sometimes you may be seeing the handle, and other times the handle is hidden. But still you know that it is there, even though you don't notice it. Notice that you don't notice it. But you can imagine that it is there, can't you? Even though you are not seeing it. But you can imagine the handle there, because you know it's there. You have done this probably when moving furniture in your room, imaging it first before actually moving the furniture. But have you ever done that with stuff at work or in school? Imagining something, whatever it could be, and moving around it, seeing it from different perspectives. Maybe like it could be the contents of a book. And if I ask you to be seeing the contents spread out, sorted in time, or in events, or in chapters, in front of you, just like leaves on a tree. Imagining going through the book and really getting all the knowledge. Imagining learning to read a book by walking through it, by having it like on a path. Strange thing, but you can be imagining it, can't you? Having a book like on a map, and you can walk. Or have the book in three dimensions, and you're walking between the chapters. And you can take one chapter and put that another place, and back again. How is that feeling now? It's maybe a curious feeling of freedom, creative freedom, creativity, freedom by creativity. That's not so bad. Maybe you already know this, but I will have to learn you to also interact with your feelings, or kinesthetics, as it is called with a fine word. When you imagine moving around, how much more are you feeling that in the body? And notice how I said how much. What did I say? How much you're feeling that in the body. You're feeling that in your body now. How I said how much. Because when I said that, it presupposes that you are feeling something, and it's only to tell yourself how much of it that you are feeling. And even when I tell you this, your brain must give you that feeling now for you to be able to understanding right now what I'm telling you now. That's right. So I told your conscious logical mind to understand what your unconscious were doing at the same time, didn't I? Now I bet that learning now was really good, wasn't it? Even if you're not really sure what you need it for. I bet it was. And you can even be feeling that emotion of good in your body as I'm telling you that. Feeling that emotion of good as I'm telling you that. To be feeling that good feeling now. Better and better and more and more. It's getting better now. And better this learning. And you're learning to feel it better now. Can you feel that? You can, you know. You are really learning to realize that you are communicating with your kinesthetic system. Aha, was that the learning that I can use? Communicating better. That gives you answers automatically, depending on what you have learned in life, what you believe, and your values. It doesn't have to be the truth, but your emotion is according to your opinion, and only your opinion. That's why sometimes you get angry and other people not. Because you get angry according to your own unique internal reference system and humor. That is why sometimes you laugh and other people not. Because you laugh according to your own unique internal reference system. And when the reference system is shared with many people, we call it culture. So that we get similar emotions according to a shared, but still unique, internal reference system. Emotions, or sometimes called intuition. Yes, intuition is called this way of communication and knowing. You know, what is it? It is your body communicating with you. You know you have an internal voice chatting with you. You know you have a visual mind like a movie screen inside yourself. You experience the world as a movie screen in front of you. And you have feelings in your body. And when people say they have gut feeling, most of them don't understand that it is a normal way for the brain and body to communicate with you. Some people think it is strange. Well, maybe it is not the right answer you get, but it is in response to something that either you are thinking about or something external that you are seeing and or hearing and or feeling. F-U-C-K. Remember images on paper. Can you do that? Did you ever think of crying? Crying is a brain-body communication to you and maybe others. That something is according to your learnings or beliefs and or values. Wrong. Terribly wrong. But that's according to your current learnings. You can relearn and change that, so that what you said for today, you don't need to be sad about that tomorrow. Did you ever think of crying as a normal communication form? It is very normal. All people have cried in their life. If you think of the time since you were born, that is a long perspective, the perspective of time. Perspective of time. So we have more perspectives, we have perspective of times, we have perspective of space that we can see, and then perspective of time. So you have more than what you are seeing and hearing and feeling around you right now, because you felt some things, saw some things 2 days ago also, in a perspective of time. I didn't even mention the balance system that you have close to your ears, and that's another perspective. If you tilt your head, you feel another perspective. It is so easy to forget to use your imagination and creativity, and to take maybe not control of it, but shall we say, lead, or ask it to help us in some situations. Some people say you have to write things down. That's right, write it down like on paper, and use your left and right brain hemisphere. Well, who knows what's left and right in the brain, but let's use all the brain. That's right, writing is kinesthetically doing things. Some people need to work with their hands to figure things out. That is their way of learning. But in school, people that knows how to do stuff by visualization has it easier, and always are good. And even better is when you start to mix them together. So let me ask you to creatively find ways so that you use the imagination to visualize and to learn kinesthetically by doing and to learn auditorily by sounds. And like babies, babies also taste and smell. And now you may know why. They are using their whole brain to learn. Abraham Lincoln didn't have much money when he was in school. They went to something that Abraham later called the blab school. And what he meant was that they all, like in a choir, repeated what the teacher read for them, because they didn't have many books. So he learned auditorily by listening to his own voice, and maybe visualized it also. But we know that he learned by sound, and that's a sound way. Mixing different ways of the brain creates more opportunities for your brain to be creative. Yes, your inner dialogue sequences steps logically according your own logic. Your visualization lets you seeing stuff, many different things simultaneously that you with words can only describe like one by one. So maybe that's why they say a picture is like 1,000 words. Could be, or more, and your inner voice can change tempo, the rate, the pitch, and many other qualities, depending on your feelings. Yes, there we have them again. And also your visualization can be changed with your feelings that you create. Yes, it is you that create and have responsibility for your own feelings. You create. You have responsibility for your own feelings. They are in your body. No one else's body. It's your feelings. You have responsibility You create them, even if you think that other people do that. You're, in that case, wrong. The feelings are in your body, not in anybody else's. It's only you that have those feelings at that moment, nobody else. You might think other people have the same feelings that you have currently in your body, but then you're wrong. It's only you that have them. You might think it is others that control your feelings. Maybe they trigger something that you emotionally feel in your body, but it is your own responsibility, your emotions and feelings. A lot of talk about feelings and emotions, isn't it? And your creativity is dependent on your feelings and emotions, because when you're in the current feeling and emotion, the correct feeling and emotion, your creativity works better. And you can, you know, control your feelings and emotions. You can do that, you know, visualizing, creatively taking different visual perspectives, creatively feeling body feelings when experiencing different thoughts. As you might relax more and more when we're talking, it's you that controlling that you are relaxing more and more when you hear my voice. You're allowing yourself to relax more and more, going even deeper than previously, just by listening to my voice. But you are controlling. Maybe you haven't thought of it, but you have feelings now, just at this moment, even when what you're thinking are maybe of memories in your past, or shall we say, imagined memories. It's the same process if they are the future. Do you mind me saying, imagined memories of your future in your mind? It just makes it easier explaining how it works. It is the same brain processes. So if you remember something or imagine something, it's the same result you get in feelings. Because feelings is something that you have right now. Right now. You don't have feelings in the future. You have them now. You don't have feelings in the past. You have your feelings now. You maybe remember things from the past and get a feeling now. You maybe imagine something in the future and have a feeling now. But the feeling is now. Stress is like that, you know. You remember something and imagine it in the future and then get a physical reaction in your body now. A feeling or creation of body chemicals that are sometimes bad, sometimes good. If you imagine something and laugh, you release the body endorphins and you are feeling good. If you think of something that stresses you, a remember situation of something in the future, you maybe are creating an ulcer. Ooh, that's not good. But that is completely normal, even though it's fucking stupid and evil to be hurting oneself. It's a normal procedure of the brain, but you don't have to do that. So, creatively use your imagination to reduce stressing memories in the future. That is so important for your health that I will repeat that again. So, creativity, use your imagination to reduce stressing memories in the future. And as you're listening to this, sometimes you might wonder if you are in trance or not. And let me tell you that whilst your conscious mind is wondering sometimes on what I'm telling, your conscious is going, oh baby, tell me more, tell me more. I know I am now in a good relationship with your unconscious, because we have both the same goal, to make you better, to make your own brain-body communication within you better. So when I tell you to focus in on my voice and put your awareness on what I'm saying, your unconscious will let you go into a beautiful trance. And if you have had your eyes opened, you might have noticed that the focus become blurred, and everything in the periphery of your vision is like dimmed out, or like some fog. You're entering now a nice, relaxing, wonderful state of learning, where you're focusing intently on me and what I am learning you to discover. And time seems to just flow. And if you sometime have been with some friends, you know time will just go so quickly and just disappear. And sometimes waiting for a bus, time takes forever. It would seem very long waiting for a bus. You know what I mean, don't you? The experience of time. Notice that now. Was you aware of what you didn't notice before? You know, like right now, if you focus on my voice and let the outside world like disappear, this is a state of flow that you are in. You are using your brain in a normal way and are in what's called to be in the flow. And it's so easy to get in, and some people have learned to enter it quickly and seem very bright just because they are able to focus on one thing and use their brain creatively, and they earn money, good money for it. Some people say that when Mozart created his music, he did it visually. Somehow he could be imagining seeing all of the whole musical piece in front of him in his mind, so that he didn't need to listen through all of it, just to change a little part of it. Maybe it was just like a piece of paper in front of him with symbols for the music he was writing, and he could be feeling in his body when he did something right or wrong, intuitively, as we learn to say. Maybe he imagined himself floating around in his music, moving pieces about. He took one piece and just took it and put it somewhere else, just like having a painting. He was putting his here and there, making his painting better, floating around, taking a piece of music here, putting it there, and suddenly the painting was there. The music was finished. Then he can listen. It goes much quicker than having to re-listen to the music all the time, over and over again. Maybe 1 hour for one time listening to it. If you had it like an image, then you can see the whole immediately, instantly. You know, Einstein imagined himself riding on an electron whilst doing experiments. He was sitting on an electron. He imagined himself doing that. Tesla could be imagining machines that he invented. He could be imagining them so good, so that he even could tell which parts needed repairing and when in time that was needed. And that was even before the actual machine was made. And you also have a brain like him. He could imagine that when the machine was only an idea in his brain, and then he put it on paper. Most inventions are created whilst people are in this state. Most software are created whilst people are in this state. And then that state, they forget about themselves. They are not aware of themselves. They just float out in the thought processes, forgetting about themselves, thinking easily. Sometimes it's good to forget about oneself. Most houses are created whilst people are in this state. Most imagining of moving furniture are created whilst people are in this state. And I think you know. Haven't you ever been taking a shower and like a flash, suddenly you realize something? Do you remember such an experience? Or maybe many such experiences? Have you ever done stuff that some people have said, it's not possible? Well, that was their perspective that limited them, but not you. 'Cause you know how to take different perspectives and discovered how you can notice things that you didn't notice before. Did you ever notice that when you visualize things, you can be feeling that in your body, or vice versa? Listening to music, and you can imagine images connected to the music. Some say that parts of the brain share neural pathways in the brain, and they name it synesthesia. It nearly sounds as Disney's movie Fantasia. If it sounds like that, anyway. Disney was a master of creativity. How do you think he used his brain? Can you imagine learning to use his way of creativity? I wonder if he just dozed off for a couple of minutes and went inside and just relaxed and got all the brains with all of his senses to create great ideas. Like imagining laying on a bed, listening to music, and suddenly, a thought pops up in your brain, relaxing deeply, and you find yourself with an idea, just letting your unconscious brain now take over, mixing different sensory experiences, sounds, images, feelings, smells, tastes, relaxing and finding new ways of creating creative ideas. The more you do it, the more easy it is. That's the beauty of it. Noticing what you did not notice before. Hearing what you didn't hear before. Feeling what you didn't felt before. Seeing what you didn't saw before. Learning what you didn't learn before. And as you're focusing intently on one thing, with the result of the loss of multiplicity of foci of attention. Wasn't that nicely put? And you're probably already forgetting what I said, but somehow it went into your unconscious that is listening intently, aren't you? You're perfectly normal, not in a normal waking state, but in a more creative state. When you see a good movie, you get into a similar state where you lose track of time. What is this stuff? Forget about yourself. Forget about yourself about then, but before, whilst being in this state. If you have a clear goal and being in a situation where you have good immediate clear feedback and where you have the skills that matches the challenge and can put together action and awareness, and really, really focusing your attention on a limited small area and sense that you are in control, and lose your sense of self-consciousness and lose track of time, and just like taking the magic carpet ride of being in the flow, focusing in on one thing, knowing what you're doing, put together action and awareness, focusing in on one thing, knowing what you're doing, put together action and awareness, and learn to use your creativity, mixing visualization, inner voice, feelings, maybe smell, maybe taste. Wouldn't that be nice? Learning to do that. Learn to do that now. And change the sequence of them. Maybe have a feeling before visualizing. The feeling of being in flow. Didn't this sound like driving? You do that automatically. Well, close, but still not. Because for some, it takes time to get into this state. And if you're disturbed in this state, you may lose it or not. And for some, it can take 20 minutes to get into this state again. Some can get into it faster, like in an instant. And you know, if others can do it faster, then you also can do that. Because you have a similar brain. Not exactly the same, as you have different learnings, but similar processes. And you have been in flow, you know. I have a friend that sometimes gets very angry, shouts and gets in a terrible state. But if he gets a telephone call, instantly he shifts states, gets a very nice telephone voice and good manners. And when the telephone conversation is over, instantly gets into the angry state again. For what purpose, I don't know. But he can. So, if he can swap state like that, it should be easy for us also to pop in and out of the creative flow states. Shouldn't it? And you know what? You already have the mechanism for that. As we all have the similar brain processes. So by learning, like learning walking, like learning bicycling, like learning driving, we can get into the flow state easier and easier. However, just so that you know, when people are in this state, they look like they are dreaming. If you're in this good state at work, some bosses mistake this state for not working and interrupt you so that they see that you do something mechanically, which is of course silly, as you are maybe not in your best creative state then, but just satisfying your boss' egoistic demand for control. It's nice to learn sometimes that your boss can be a limitation in your own development. Nice to learn sometimes. Some postpone distractions whilst being in this state, and if distracted, some use a visual cue, image symbol, to quickly get into this state again. You know, do you know about Pavlov that got dogs to salivate at the sound of a bell? Well, he had a bell that sounded every time the dogs got food, and after a while, when the bell sounded, the dogs started to salivate, even though there was no food. I think he got the Nobel Prize award. So if he can get a dog to understand the signal from hell, then you are not stupider to understand, to connect visual or sound or even touch to be a trigger, to get into to get into this state helps you. You do get into this state. By the way, in the movie The Gladiator, gladiators are really powerful. Now, by what do you think now? Getting into flow quickly gives you a state where you can be very creative. So let your imagination creatively give you an image or picture or movie now of what you would imagine, a good powerful symbol that you can be seeing, feeling and hearing. Do it good. Let it creativity create a symbol in at least three senses. If you can add what flow would taste like and smell like, that would be even better. If you're one of the lucky people that can get a symbol in five senses, I salute you like a powerful gladiator in an arena with all the people around him at the Colosseum shouting loudly as he gets a wooden sword from the emperor that releases him from being a gladiator. And he probably feels very great and happy and very powerful at that moment, don't you think? Seeing the emperor, listening to the shouting crowds, feeling the armor on himself and the smell of lots and lots of flowers, and tasting maybe some water that he drinks. And what powerful symbol for getting faster into the flow state did your creative brain put forth for you? It can be anything powerful. It can even be my description of a gladiator, or the Roman emperor, or the queen, or James Bond for an adventurous creativity, or Peter Sellers if you want a humoristic creativity. What is your symbol for getting faster into this state of flow? Is it the same or does it change? Does not matter, does it? Because you had a clear goal and have creativity, focused your attention and skills and getting immediate feedback, lost your self-consciousness and had an altered sense of time when creating your symbol, didn't you? Congratulations, you are getting a powerful creative mind now. As you're listening now, your inner mind can wonder to ask to yours how much have been changed already, looking back on how you used to be, looking back now and thinking soon being. And what have you? Will you do differently? You have done well and can continue. So let me ask you to remember a time when you know now know that you were in a creative flow state, because we have all been in that. Just remember and imagine what is the difference between that state and states when you are not in the creative state. Notice now what is different between the states, creative state and not being in one. Seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting, the balance, sitting, laying, relaxing, showering, dancing, exercising. What was the difference? And let your creativity give you ideas, now or later, of how you can improve your creativity. Maybe it is by getting in the flow state faster. Maybe it is as simple as just do it. Some people do all other things instead. How about you? Just do it. Just be creative. Why hesitate? Feel free from any blocks. And just be creative. And the more you focus on your creativity, the more creativity you will have. That's a promise from me to you. If you're doubting on that, then just pretend to be more creative. And I promise you that if you pretend to be more creative, you will be more creative. It's really beautiful how it works. Well, as you learn to master it, maybe first pretending, then as you learn more and more, it's like a baby takes its first steps. It becomes automatic and unconscious. And you forget about it and just become very creative whenever there's a need for it. And that is usually all the time. Learning how to get into the state of flow quickly, like answering a telephone call, and be in it so much that it glows about you. People say, oh my God, what's happening? You're so creative. And you're entering the flow state faster and faster, and even faster, the more times you're entering it faster. Enter it faster, enter it quicker, enter it more times. That's right. You find yourself entering it instantly, magically, masterfully, because you want to be a master of it, don't you? Pretending anything and master it. And I don't know what you're learning to pretend with your creativity, but your creativity can take you to better places, give you better ideas, better learnings, and relearn you things you already know, but show you new perspectives of it. There's no stop to how much creativity you can have. There's a start of creativity, a beginning. And together, using visualization, using sounds, using feelings, using smell, using taste, may improve your creativity even more, like talking to yourself, hearing music, imagining pictures, imagining movies, imagining symbols, learning to use both hemispheres of your brain. Some people say their left brain, some people say their right brain, but the right way is to use all of your brain and body, not to restrict you like to your left brain. And I wonder how they know that, because probably it's only a belief anyway. And when you learn to use images and sounds and feelings and smell and taste, when you imagine, you are learning to be creative. Synesthesia overlap. Maybe you can feeling a beautiful feeling somewhere on your body when you're creative. That's perfect. Or maybe you don't, and that's also perfect when you're creative. Visualize, talk to yourself, feel if it's right or wrong, or talk to yourself, feel if it's right or wrong, and visualize. Or talk to yourself, visualize, then feel if it's right or wrong, or whatever sequence you like, whatever way you like it. Change them, notice new things. But if you change sequence of how you usually do it, new ways are maybe more creative. If you imagine yourself into the future, say 2 months, what do you imagine you like to show or say or feel to learning you to be more creative? Imagining flowing back in time to now, day for day, and come to now and talk, write pictures, share feelings with yourself now. I don't know, it's only you that can imagine that, being in the future now, talking to yourself, showing yourself, feeling maybe like a gladiator, imagining being creative. Imagine taking different perspective of things, maybe more distance of things, to things, from things. Maybe take a perspective from another time. Maybe take a perspective from before you were born. Maybe take a perspective in the future. maybe take a perspective, like you were a president somewhere. What would you imagine then? Maybe take a very detailed perspective, looking at very minute details. Maybe take a perspective like an eagle, looking at the structure of things without details, seeing how different things fits together. Seeing how different things fits together in time. Seeing the sequence of stuff in time. What comes first, then the next after that, and then on. And what happens if that sequence is changed? Taking the perspective of what has to have happened for this to be true. And if you remember a solution that you have taken, how did you know that the pursued solution resolved the cause of the situation? How much of that solution set was chosen because you thought or imagined you could do something about that rather than investigating the cause of the situation? You know, people say, they say, money is the root of all evil. But did you know that this is a belief that comes from a longer proverb? The love of money is the root of all evil. You did not notice that before, did you? Can you now notice the difference? In this phrase, it is the love that is the cause of evil, not money. Love of money. Do you notice the difference? Did you notice now the feeling in your body? Notice now the different feeling when I say money is the root of all evil. Notice the difference in your body when I say the love of money is the root of all evil. There's a difference, you know. And that difference you will learn to use in your imagination. Notice the feeling when I say the absolute true phrase, the sun will go up tomorrow. Of course it will, even if there is clouds. Notice the feeling when I say the untrue phrase, you will not learn creativity. Now your unconscious, and maybe your conscious, can differ between what it believes true and untrue. And some people need to notice this difference in feelings 10 times, 50 times, 100 times. They need to do it until they truly notice it. Repeat it over, 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 and over again until you notice it. Work, work, work. Did you notice that before? The communication that your body does by sending feelings that you can feel when you're perceptive. Perceptive. What do they mean? Some people are more perceptive or not. And let me tell you that these feelings are created incredibly, extremely fast. They are there, and they are called intuition. Sometimes they are right, sometimes wrong, sometimes in between right and wrong. Learn to use your intuition. Learn to use your intuition creatively. Learn to relax. Use your creativity. Our brain is created so when in stress, it thinks less creatively. When in stress, it is in survival mode. Some say fight, flight mode. So relaxing more and more when being creative is good, like being on work in vacation mode. And when you're creative, you're having fun. Really fun. Don't ask me why. Just have fun when you're creative, and you can have as much fun as you like. Who's stopping you? Not me. So just let go and have fun when you're creative. And find yourself creative. And find creative ways to be even more creative. And instantly go into flow. Maybe thinking powerfully on a powerful gladiator. Happy having received the rudis, the wooden sword that is a symbol for his freedom. Get some symbol to think on when you want quickly to go into the state of flow. Maybe you want to borrow the gladiator. Why not? Let me ask you to imagine the gladiator at Colosseum with the rudis sword, hearing the Romans cheering, roaring with sound and more unlike, really feeling the roar on your skin. By the way, let me ask you, are you imagining a male gladiator or a female gladiator? Learn to notice what you are not noticing. And feel completely different in situations where you want to do that. And as you think and ponder and go through this session in your dreams tonight and nights to come, that makes you even more creative by learning creative ways to learn creatively, new ways to learn. And the more creativity you get, the more creative ways you will find. Surprise yourself again and again and again from now on. That is my gift to you, the unpolished diamond. As you soon will go into your normal state and leave this trance state that you are in, deep enough for you, deep enough for you to make changes that will go with you for the rest of your life. In your sleep tonight, in coming nights, it would be very most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with the purpose to make your creativity even better and wake up happy and relaxed and refreshed and glad. And when I count to three, you will wake up to your normal state. One, two, three. It's such a pleasure to be working with both of you, and I want to thank both of you. It's such a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you. Buy now, can at blaketalks.com.